And that's from a great little 1987 stomp-off disc called Mardi Gras and the Keepers of the Flame. Or is it Keepers of the Flambé? And by the way, that nice Beiderbecke-like cornet line was by Peter Eklund, and Vince Giordano played bass sax. Now, I was quite surprised recently to run across an article in the Los Angeles Times indicating that Slim Gaylord's Yep Rock Harisi is not just a nonsense jive lyric, as I had always supposed, but actually a listing of Lebanese dishes, such as shish kebab, known as laham mishwi. The Yep Rock of Yep Rock Harisi is a type of stuffed grape leaf, and harise is a wheat porridge with lamb in it. Gaylord, who spent much of his youth in Detroit, must have been familiar with the Lebanese neighborhood there, where he would have encountered such dishes as kibbeh, which is a paste of lamb and bulgur wheat. Slim and Bam Brown run through a long list of these Lebanese delicacies in his 1945 recording of Yep Rock Harisi.
Harisi, arg, burgu, maxi, yabra, harisi, kibbe seniye, kibbe bet, lahomisha weta bet, yabra, harisi, burgu, maxi, and chili too, yabra, harisi, kibbe si bauti, ilaho, ilahomisha we. Barak is a tailo and a bit the killer. Yaprak, kibisinuta, a tailo and nimposandro, eco maxora. Masari, bah. Yaprak, harisi, kibisini, laham, lahmishwe. Yaprak, harisi, baradora, rus, kibisivato.
Say it, boy, don't you harm that bird. Don't you dare to try. Start releasing that chicken or you'll get a licking. The chick's too young to fry. Now looky here, boy, better take my word. Here's the reason why. Gotta feed her up steady until she gets ready. Chick's too young to fry. Take her back into the barnyard. Then let her go, just turn her loose way out there in the barnyard, where she will grow up for a good use. Say, boy, there will come a time, Someday by and by, she'll be ready for frying. Dry your eyes and stop crying. Cheeks too young to fry. Say, oh boy, don't you harm that bird. Don't you dare to try. Release that chicken or you'll get a licking. Cheeks too young to fry. Hey, say, oh boy, you better take my word. Here's the reason why. Feed her steady till she gets ready. Cheeks too young to fry. To fry, cheek, cheek, cheek. Too young, young to fry. To fry, cheek, cheek, cheek. Too young, young to fry. Chick chicken, chick chicken. Bubble bop bop ba da do do day. Chick chicken, chick chicken. Hey, take her back into the barnyard. Then let her go, just turn her loose way out there in the barnyard. Man, let her grow up for a good use, please, boy. There will come a time, someday by and by, she'll be ready for frying. Dry your eyes and stop crying. That chick's too young to fry.
That chick's too young to fry.
That chick's too young to fry. Man, let that chick grow up
and bring her to me, boy.
Whoa, an appetizing but underage chicken escaped getting fricasseed by the Deep River Boys from 1945. They were a great little vocal harmony group and once worked with Fats Waller, who we'll also hear from again in this flavorous hour of jazz rhythm. Jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. And before that, Slim Gaylord with a long list of Lebanese, mostly lamb dishes in the 1945 Yeprak Haresi. This is the award-winning jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Redler, and, oh, pardon me if I talk with my mouth full. All this succulent music is just, it's just making me just a little too hungry to finish here without a bite to eat. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a large appetite and going for the gusto, even if you are a little portly. To put it nicely, there's nothing wrong with being large, chunky, ample, or hefty. As Londoner Dana Gillespie points out, overabundant mamas are never out of style.
Listen, sister, you should wear a smile. Jump for joy and like a child. Big fat mamas are back in style. Listen, brother, come on, turn that dial. Hear the crowd, it's going wild. Big fat mamas are back in style. You need a big fat mama. Oh boy, you can't go wrong. You need a big fat mama to roll your home sweet home. Mama, keep that double chin. How's the little fat mama and the big fat mama up back in style again? Baby, keep that waistline. Mama, don't get streamlined. Keep that fat right where it's at. It's mine, and that's that. Mama, roll your home sweet home. So sister, sister, keep that double chin. How's the little fat mamas and the big fat mamas are back in style again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, the matzo balls, gefilte fish, best old dish I ever, ever had. Now, matzo balls and gefilte fish makes you order up an extra dish. Matzo balls, gefilte fish, really, really, really very fine. Now, you put a little horseradish on it and make it very mellow, because it really knocks you right on out. Dish I ever, ever had. The matzo balls, gefilte fish, it makes you order up an extra dish. Matzo balls, gefilte fish, with a little horseradish on the side. Makes it mellow, makes it shallow, mellow as a shallow boy. Horseradish with matzo balls. Matzo ball stew.
Thank you. everybody's singing the sugar blues. The whole town is ringing. I love my coffee, I love my tea, but the doggone cream turns sour on me. I'm so unhappy and I feel so bad, I could lay me down and die. You can say what you choose, but I'm all confused. I got the sweet sugar blues, more sugar, got the sweet sugar blues.
Two, count 'em, two Clarence Williams Washboard Band recordings from 1934, Sugar Blues vocalist Chick Bullock and trumpeter Ed Allen had words with his overabundant mama.
Well, you know, I'm just about ready for dessert here. I'll bet you're ready for dessert too, but sometimes do you ever wonder what comes after dessert? Well, perhaps a dessert wine or a cocktail, a sweet liqueur, or coffee. Now, if you're French, it's the cheese course. Or, as in the old saying indicating the ultimate and gustatory satiation, a complete meal goes from soup to nuts. So harking back to the days when you could purchase hot roasted nuts locally, the Williams Washboard Band are nuts about their favorite brand, Kelsey's. But first this word from the Squirrel Nut Zippers, purveyors of fine nuts.
Fresh salted peanuts, what a treat. Now here's the brand that can't be beat. S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, Squirrel Brand. Boy, they're swell.
Squirrel Brand peanuts, the brand that's grand. The best salted peanuts in all the land. Delicious, nutritious Squirrel Brand. The best salted peanuts in all the land.
Gorgonzola, oh that awful cheese. Who cut the gorgonzola in the evening breeze? Open up the window, throw it out in chunks. Plant it in the garden to scare away the skunks. Who cut the gorgonzola, was it friend or foes? Give me a gas mask for my nose. We'll take Swiss and sweep them and oh everyone agrees. But don't cut the gorgonzola, slice another cheese.
Thank you. unaware. Eunuchs out in Asia pull candles down to their butts, and every night they say a prayer for a couple of Kelsey's nuts. Kelsey's nuts are sweetest, the sweetest nuts in town. Kelsey's nuts are neatest when toasted crisp and brown. Some say they're best when cold, but I'll say they're not. Just try a couple of Kelsey's nuts and try them when they're hot, what I mean.
Kelsey's Hot Nuts, one of my favorites. That 78 was released on Bluebird in 1933, issued variously under the names of both the washboard-playing vocalist Harry Williams and the name of guitar, vocalist, string bass player Ted Tinsley. Will Bradley woke up and smelled the Gorgonzola. Big Butter and Eggman, Fats Waller, seemed to have a special place in his heart, oh no, make that his stomach, for food songs. And he recorded an even better second version of Fat and Greasy in 1940. So even though a chicken ain't nothing but a bird, everybody eats when they come to my house. My sugar and her candy lips are the cream in my coffee when I need a little sugar in my bowl. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for using a napkin, and thanks for listening.
There is a fella who, I'm telling you, is big as two. He's too darn lazy to reach down and tie his shoe. He weighs a third of a ton, this big fat son of a gun, yeah. Talk about your lazy fare, he's too inert to even care. Watch him while he's sitting there, look at him. Chunks of fat hang round from his chair. Oil just oozing from his hair, fat and greasy as a bear. Boy, that man is fat and greasy. How to cool is fat and greasy. Hit the heel is fat and greasy. A big fat greasy fool, yeah. From fat, but not from this greasy cat. There's a fragrance in his clothes, but it tastes like what you'd imagine smelling a rose. No, the cat is fat and greasy. Very greasy and fatty watty. Greasy, weasy, weasy, weasy. Hit the heel, he's fat and greasy, yeah. Look at the grease going. Got big fat liver lips, shakes like jelly round his hips. He's a waddling, wiggling shame with his big fat. But what'd you say his name was? Well, oh, he's fat and greasy. I know him. Yeah, I can describe him. Yes, he's fat and greasy. Yes, oily, wily, wily. Yes, he's a fool. Yeah. In the floor, what he calls the gentle snow sounds more like a lion's roar, yeah, because the fat is there and it's greasy. Greasy? Did you say greasy? Oh my goodness. Big fat greasy fool, yes, yes. Hi, hi, fat and greasy, hit me. Hush. Mum is the word.